Hello.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is James.
Yeah, this is good, Nick.
Pretty good, man. How's your day going?
So far, so good.
Yeah, I know it's, let me see here. I know you're back on the East Coast in North Carolina. We're getting a little late, but do you have a couple seconds now? I was told you were expecting a call.
Wasn't expecting a call, but it's that's fine. What you got going on, Nick?
Okay. Well, I want to go over some options we have for you right now, and just kind of confirm. You know, I know you were ideally looking for another 300 right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, essentially, this is what I have for you as far as some options, and you know, take your feedback, and we'll see what the best route to go is. Right now, you know. Based on the recent banks, you know, there's a, you know, I don't use the word excessive, but quite a few negative days and everything. So,
right, I explained that to the lady that was talking to me about it. I told her what was going on. I have repetitive ACHs that are coming out that are not authorized. I'm having to send them back on a daily basis, and I can't control it. So I'm actually closing the account down. And going to Bank of America, I've already reopened a new Bank of America account. And so it's making me look like I have negative days, but I don't really have negative days. It's because it's hitting the same accounts are hitting me every day because it's on a repetitive revolving thing that I had clicked on the internet, and I don't know how to turn it off. It was supposed to be set up for a monthly withdrawal, and it's hitting me on a week withdrawal.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah, so I can't get it to stop. I've called the lenders and told them, and they're saying that nothing they can do that I did it, and then I have to like live with it. And I'm like, I'm not living with it, so I went ahead and closed the account down. I'm moving it over to Bank of America. So it's fine. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. If you want to wait and see how it goes, you know, next month, I'm okay with that. But I'm getting hit like that on a daily basis.
Okay.
On a weekly basis, actually. Yeah.
Who's this lender? Who's doing this?
It's not one lender. It's what I did was it's through Vabo and through company. It's what I did was I hit on the button. I hit the button to do it like weekly, and also I don't even know what to tell you. It just keeps hitting it. It's like bam, 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 bam every day, and it's like the same companies hitting me. If you look at the bank statements, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
no big deal. I'm fine with it. I mean, I do have it. So whatever y'all want to do is fine. If you can help me, if you can't, that's fine too. It's just, you know.
Well, this is what we got. You know, it's not. It's still pretty good. We're limited at 150 right now. We can't go over that. So. This is what we have and what I'd like to do in a few months from now based on what we have to work with. And if you'd rather wait a couple months and not have, you know, the negative days and that gets worked out, we can and try something different. But this is what I have right now. So we have $150,000 over 11 months, okay? And, you know, there's not much I can do as far as, you know, as far as the explanation. Of the negative days. I mean, we understand that, and that's why we have this for you. You know, Soraya did, you know, she has these notes in here, and that's why we're able to extend the 150. And then about almost halfway through, so at 5 months, we can renew as long, you know, obviously they're all going to be straightened out, and we won't have this issue with the banks anymore. At 5 months, we'll be able to extend you, at least another 100. Okay. And what I want to get at is right now at the 150, really get to the heart of it. We could do 150 for 11 months with the option to renew and take out at least another 100 for about half the cost. So we just need to get back on track. With the perfect,
right, what's the payment on the 150?
You know, let's say payment history, and then we'll be able to drop the cost at about half and get you into another 10 to 15 month term moving forward with the
so
new
balance. What's the payment on the 150?
I guess is what I'm saying is I want to be able to start you with 150 now and get you about another 100 in 5 months if that works.
Well, I'm hearing what you're saying, but you haven't answered my question. The question is, how much is the daily withdrawal on the 150? How much is it going to cost me daily? What's it going to cost me?
James, I think I lost you there.
What's it going to cost me daily for the 150? Hello?